are the voice, and first voice this morning through on our show is Bruce from Auckland. Bruce, good morning to you, and thank you for your patience.
Yeah, no, all good, mate, all good. Hey, just quick, I was going to talk about the Blues, but I'll just say this, mate. I'm actually getting really tired about the league versus rugby thing. It's just seems like any journalist that hasn't got anything to talk about or write about comes up with an article of league versus rugby, and it's just, I'm over it, mate. Like Trevor McEwen, every week writes an article on his thing on about how the NRL's going to expand and blah, blah, blah. It's just, mate, give it a break and let's just talk about sport. Man. Anyway, the Blues. No.
I get where you come from, Bruce. Actually, I'll just come back to you on that. I must say, we get a pretty good gauge of it here with the communications we have. Not so much the interviews with guests or whatever, but just the texts and the messages that come through on our lines. And it is a massive talking point. And I think there's a slight element of worry from the rugby side of things. And one of the reasons why is because they tend to see a little bit of, I guess, dysfunction about rugby at the very top, and that's the biggest issue at the moment, Bruce. And I think once that is sorted and they've got the right people doing there, I don't think you'll see that many articles. I hope I'm wrong there.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, like, the board thing is definitely a genuine talking point, and I just, like, it just seems to me that, like, there's a lot of positive stuff that is happening in the game, you know, like, but people don't write about that, you know. All they do is write about, like, the negative things, you know. Like, for instance, the big increase in player numbers in the counties area where they've had basically, like, the kid can sign up for free. You know what I mean? And the county's union has subsidised that, you know? And there's stuff like that. There's innovations where they have increased, but you don't read about that stuff, you know? And, like, I'm just over the negativity in general. And, like, you know, like, there'll be people that love league, and that's great, mate. Good on them, you know? And, like, but I just think, like, I'm just over that whole thing, you know? Like, it's just every day it's just another person writing the same stuff.
We need the All Blacks moving on. I think we need the All Blacks and as soon as possible under Scott Robertson, but other issue.
So no, I was going to talk about the Blues. So look, I think that we should beat the Brumbies on Saturday night. But I've said this before. The Blues are strange because I think they've been winning games, but I don't necessarily think they've been playing that well. And I'm just sort of waiting for them to really hit their straps. They haven't, you know. And it's so while they've been winning, I've got to be happy with that, considering where we've come from.
Absolutely.
They basically haven't actually, I don't think, been playing that well, and they've got a blooming hard draw leading into the playoffs. So the second half of the comp for them is actually really tough.
They were going to hang so much on Stephen Perifetta. This is going to be Stephen Perifetta's super year, but injury, of course, has prevented that. Harry Plummer is a fine rugby player. Might not quite have the X factor Stephen Perifetta had, though, or they were hoping that he would have. And maybe they're just missing that at the moment.
Yeah, possibly you could be right. I just think even when Stephen Perifetta has been playing, I've been a little bit disappointed in his season so far. To me, I don't know, like, they're just not quite, there's something missing with them. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, we've been winning, so that generally. Yeah. But man, we have got yep. when you have a look at the draw, we've got a lot of tough games leading up to the playoffs. So
absolutely, it's a tough running, all right. Thanks very much for your call, Bruce. Appreciate your sentiments and your slight concerns there. Take it on board. Cliff from Dunedin. G'day, Cliffy.
Yeah, g'day, Smitty. Beautiful day down Palmerston way. I'm actually based in Palmerston now. I used to be Dunedin, but I'm up in Palmy. We just had our big annual golf tournament here yesterday. 84 players on our nine-hole course. Great day, beautiful weather here. A magnificent, I can't say enough for urban rural or sort of rural golf in small town. The support around this district, around Palmerston, East Otago is amazing. And it was just a brilliant day to be involved in this tournament. And yeah, you can't beat golf, and that's what's going. Just about the, I was listening to him chat about rugby. I think the rugby union's too Wellingtonised, and that's what's kicking back from the rural, from the unions. They don't see enough people that have come through the grades on the board running rugby, and that's it is disappointing. Like I think I mentioned yesterday that they need a Wilson Winneray, and that was mentioned again, Wayne Smith. Now, to me, Wayne Smith would be a perfect chairman going forward. Someone like that leading. He's got the business acumen. He's been and done it all. And rugby people need to see someone that looks a bit like them in the top position. They don't want to see people around who look like businessmen. They look like members of parliament. Members of parliament don't run the rugby union, but maybe they felt that they've had to be involved. Government's been involved a little bit in rugby and in the way it's run. And that's not where it is. Just a wee. And then the thing about the Highlanders, I look at their team again, and it's, look, they've got a few injuries. You know, the captain's got to play number eight. He's really a seven. And there's just a lack of experience in that in the forwards. They could surprise, but it's tough. It's tough out there for these small. My second team's the Hurricanes, and I wish they'd go right through and win it. Clean up the rest. Yeah, put them aside. You know, Hurricanes all the way for me. And just like the Warriors, you know, they've got the old St. George Dragons. They're a team that can win and then get flogged. And hopefully we'll give them a flogging. It'll be nice to see our boys running hard and deep and putting a few tries on them.
You're absolutely right, Cliff. Thank you very much. And enjoy Palmerston. I have never been to Palmerston, and that's now on the bucket list. And a game of golf at the nine-hole course might be on the agenda as well. So thanks very much, Cliff, for your call, as always. I was just thinking to myself as we go into a break, do we want running New Zealand rugby someone like a Hamish McLennan? I don't think so. 9:45.